Of course, the moment he heard that resonant aristocratic voice on his cell phone,
"Mr. Swan, I think I may have a little project for you."
Swan knew it could be no one other than Christopher Penfield. But the question pestered him.
Why?
So, with more than a fair degree of curiosity, he accepted the invitation. The once-proud philandering professor and heir to the Penfield family fortune had been brought down to earth at the hands of a restless spirit from the 1620s. He couldn't deny that he was interested to see how far the high and mighty could fall. An aromatic breeze, freshened by the surf, wisped across Swan's ruddy red face as Nora Murphy, Penfield's housekeeper, met him at the door.
"A pleasure to see you, Mr. Swan,"
her bright green eyes sparkled.
"And you as well."
Swan tipped his trademark houndstooth hat with a wink.
"Mr. Penfield will see you up in his study."
She led him toward the stairs.
"Can I get you anything, Mr. Swan?"
"No, I'm fine, Nora. This beautiful day is enough for me."
He sniffed the fine air. Swan followed Nora up several half-flights of wooden stairs, which eventually bent their way upward to a rather large hallway. At the far end of the hallway, a set of classic French doors led into Christopher Penfield's study. A combination study bedroom, an old weathered room with a beamed cathedral ceiling and a set of tall, leaded windows overlooking the harbor. A barrage of sunlight blinded Swan as he entered the room. He squinted to see the bony figure of Christopher Penfield sitting regally in a leather Victorian chair, a shimmering bright corona lining his silhouette.
"Can I offer you a nicer turn, Mr. Swan?"
Penfield pointed with his long, bony finger.
"Or perhaps a single malt scotch?"
"No, no," Swan nodded. "Too early in the day for me. But I see you haven't changed." Swan winked as he noticed the tumbler of scotch at Penfield's side.
"Yes, old habits die hard, I'm afraid."
Penfield gulped his scotch.
"Well, you look..."
Swan stopped himself. Penfield held up his hand and barked,
"Don't bother searching for a euphemism to assuage me. I know I look like shit."
"Oh?" Swan nodded. Indeed, the Christopher Penfield who sat gulping scotch in his parlor overlooking Booth Bay Harbor on this sunny March afternoon was a much different person than the one Swan first met in the mid-1900s. Swan remembered the old Christopher Penfield as a man who swaggered through life, a deep reservoir of pride, pumping him up far more than he deserved. Impeccably groomed, the old Christopher Penfield could charm anyone he pleased with his quick wit, refined demeanor, and unbridled confidence. A considerably vain man, Penfield, in those days, had a sculpted jaw and cheekbones, sparkling teeth, perfectly tweezed eyebrows, and his full shock of silver hair. The Christopher Penfield of today, now sitting directly across from Swan, was a very old-looking 71, and could have passed for him being in his late 80s. He was a bony stick figure, wrapped in a royal blue silk smoking jacket and emerald ascot. He had a face that was gaunt and white, with dry skin deeply cracked and creviced, stretched tightly across the sharply defined facial skeleton. That famous shock of hair was now dry and thin, strewn haphazardly around his flaking pate.